Justice Empire episode 57, Jack the Giant Slayer, with your host Kenry Abak. Hello everyone, what's up? Thanks for joining me today. Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of SignPod. Today I'm reviewing the movie Jack the Giant Slayer. Now this movie is 114 minutes long, rated PG-13. And it's, what it's mainly about is the ancient war between humans and a race of giants is... is reignited when Jack, a young farmhand fighting for a kingdom and the love of a princess, opens a gateway between the two worlds. This movie is directed by Bryan Singer, and wow, it's the visuals are good. It's really nice, but it stars Nicolai Hoult as Jack. Elena Tomlinson as Isabel, Ewan McGregor as Amla, and Stanley Tucci as Roderick. Now, that's pretty much the only people I think are very relevant to this movie. Because, I mean, I've seen another version of this movie called Jack the Giant Killer, which I barely remember. But, and I think in some sense, it was better than this and more realistic. But I will say one thing I liked about this movie is that at the end, you know, it showed how time could have passed on and how the crown, you know, of the king could still be in our world. So that's like the only thing I like about it, you know. But this movie was, it was kind of a something that they just knew, oh, we can do this, you know. Like Bryan Singer, the director of Superman Returns and the X-Men series, you know, it's just, you know, he could have just said, we can do this, it's not hard, you know, it's a movie that we can just make out of nowhere and just come up with stuff. But going throughout the movie, I think that it's fast-paced. It's a fast-paced movie. That's why I didn't have any problems with it. So Jack, this dude goes, and I mean, you know the story, but this is a little different. But basically, the same concept. You know, he goes and he's in the market trying to sell his horse, and he gets beans from a monk, and he goes home, and you know, these beans grow when they touch water. So, and yeah, that's what it's all about. So he's in his house when the princess shows up and, you know, asks if she can stay there for a while because there's bad weather. I'll go ahead and play a clip.
What's he yelling?
Giant!
So that was pretty much the giants have descended from the beanstalks and they are here to ruin mankind, wipe them all out because they think they're vermin. I swear there was one dude, one giant that looked like Einstein. No joke. It was kind of weird. So these giants hate humans for some reason. Because their king once enslaved them to his will, or and whatever, with a crown made with their own hearts. Or, well, so Jack is the giant slayer. He kills these giants, and at first when I heard the name of the movie, I was like, Giant Slayer, Jack the Giant Slayer. He's gonna be awesome. Like, he's gonna be huge. And but it's just a kid that. I look at times he just gets lucky with killing these giants. So we go out through the movie and we see that through when scene by scene, continually he and the princess develop some kind of relationship for each other, and the princess becomes very attached to him. So after the princess is kidnapped, Jack has to go and save her with a bunch of other soldiers, and they're on their way to go save the princess. And throughout the journey, they encounter a bunch of problems. They find that there's a traitor among them, and this traitor has the crown, so he can enslave the giants. And this traitor with the crown plans to invade the homeland of the princess and, Erenhall or whatever, and take over the kingdom with the help of the giants. And yeah, I'll go ahead and play a clip.
My dad?
Not just yet.
The legends are true.
Elmont,
assemble a team of your best men.
Yes, sir.
Bring back my daughter.
Your Majesty, I want to volunteer.
What do you suppose is up there? I never suppose. I simply prepare for everything.
Mankind have returned.
You're uglier than I remember.
Our mission is to find and return the princess.
Tomorrow, you shall return below with me as your new king.
Are you mad?
I'm talking to giants at the moment.
So, just like I said, this dude wants to go and take over the kingdom and enslave the people. And whoever doesn't agree with him, he's gonna kill them. With the help of the giants. And throughout the movie, Jack discovers some things about himself and kills some go he goes and kills giants. So yeah, I would rate this movie a B plus, because I mean, Bryan Singer is one of, I think, a visionary director, but sometimes he gets it right, and sometimes he overlooks some things that hurts him and his movies. And to me, with that, he could be like a great, really good, and great director like Christopher Nolan and M. Night Shyamalan, although M. Night Shyamalan has gone down now, So, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
I expected.